It's a biz talk show for women entrepreneurs, with experts on to guide and teach. There's no limit to your reach. There's a $1 million party girl in you.
And good afternoon. This is Lynn Bardowski. You're listening to Million Dollar Party Girl Talk, and I am the Million Dollar Party Girl. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm in the studio with my producer, Keith Reynolds. How are you today, Keith?
I am doing great, Lynn. No snow today.
No snow. It's actually balmy in New Jersey today.
Yes, yes, it is.
I had to take my scarf and gloves off when I went outside, which I'm not used to doing.
Yeah, you know what? With all the hot lights in here, too, it's warm. I feel like opening a window, smell of fresh air.
I feel like I'm going to get tan with all the lighting we have in the studio now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keith promised me he's going to make me look 10 years younger, so
no,
thank you, Keith.
I don't have to do that. You're doing it just fine.
We appreciate that. I actually just got back from Nicole DeFeo's TV show,
yep.
BTV.
Mm-hmm.
Did a guest appearance on her show today, so it's a full day of empowering women between Nicole's TV show and Million Dollar Party Girl Talk today.
Good.
Real excited about my guest, Celie Reed. She's calling in from Tampa, Florida. How are you today, Celie?
Very well, wonderful. We have no snow here.
No snow. Let's hear it.
But I tell you, each night it has been getting very chilly. We have been using heaters and fireplaces, but then the next day, 81. It's crazy.
Yeah, you have actually had a pretty brutal winter for your climate as well.
Exactly. For people that live here, it's, you know, we call it the bad one or whatever, the bad winter, but, you know, it's really not too horrible.
You probably had to break out some clothes that you had packed away in a closet somewhere, right?
Exactly. It is sort of ridiculous to walk around when it's about 55 or 60. Everyone was wishing, you know, all over the country, they're wishing they could have 55, 60, and we're in hats and scarves and multiple layers with our, you know, heaters on. It's crazy, but, you know, it's so chilly to us.
It's all relative. It's all
exactly.
relative. So we have a great topic for our listeners today. We're going to be talking about monetizing your blog, which is a big topic. I'm a blogger. Celie, you are a blogger as well. Not only a blogger, but an author, an influencer, a mom. You started a blog, Helicopter Mom and Just Plain Dad.
Yes.
So tell us how you came up with that name. What was the inspiration?
Well, the inspiration is pretty much from the way that we parent. I realize that, you know, helicopter parenting or helicopter mom is quite a controversial topic that everybody likes to talk about. And we sort of do, you know, well, we do. We live our life that way. We parent in an overprotective style. So helicopter mom just fit. And when I was trying to kind of find ways to include my whole family, you know, my husband somehow with a dad, we just played around with it. He used to be military. He used to work on giant air cargo planes. So it just kind of fit, just plain dad, you know? So that's how we came up with it.
It's plain as in P-L-A-N-E.
Yes, P-L-A-N-E, like an airplane.
Like an airplane. And, of course, my listeners can find you on Twitter at H-M-A-J-P-D. And you can also follow me at Lynn Bardowski on Twitter. So you've decided to launch this blog. And you kind of went right for the controversy in the name of your blog, which I think is genius marketing, right? Because people are Googling and searching helicopter moms. And I know you said within pretty much your first 6 months, you started to get attention from the media. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we absolutely did. And it probably was even a little bit sooner than that. You know, we didn't really have any, we had heard about helicopter parenting, but we didn't really know, you know, until you sort of are looking for that, we didn't realize it was such a big topic that is out there and a lot of people are talking about it. Just who we've always been, and it just sort of, you know, filtered in. But the minute we put it out there, anyone that's searching Helicopter Mom, of course, can find people that use that moniker, and bam, you know, right away they were finding us, you know, wanting to talk about interviews or just, you know, commenting on our name. So pure marketing genius, that was a pure accident. It worked to our advantage. So, you know, now it was a wonderful choice, but it truly was just us trying to come up with something cute, knowing that somebody would know what we're talking about. Overprotective parent was kind of a boring name, so you know, we just really got lucky with it.
You went right to the heart and core of really such a hot,
exactly.
hot topic with this generation that is being raised, you know, where they're texting their parents 20 times
right.
a day, and parents are filling out all their college forms and doing everything for them.
Exactly.
It's a whole different generation that's being raised today. So Tell us what kind of media that you were, other than the Million Dollar Party Girl radio show, tell us where else you have been featured as an author, influencer, and expert.
Oh, goodness. Well, we work quite a lot with HARO, which is to help a reporter out. So we put a lot of things, you know, we look for the topics that reporters are meeting, and if it happens to fit, then we talk to them. So tons of, you know, and I should have probably made my list, but tons of the news today, you know, today's shows, any of those. Probably our biggest one that was a huge hit for us was USA Today. We hit front page, ran a story. You know, God bless them. They gave us wonderful graphic. It was lovely. Perfect, you know, nice interview. We have been interviewed by Dr. Phil, by The Katie Show, a couple others that I'm sure I've long since forgot. A lot of the things are more towards parenting magazines because a lot of it, it's wonderful if the media comes or finds us. You know, at the same point, that really wasn't what our intention was. It was sort of to, you know, put out what we had to say. So a lot of it has been magazines, parenting magazines, or, you know, stories, other people's websites. I love to, you know, guest post on other bloggers. So that's kind of it. But, I mean, pretty much most of the big names we've somehow found our way towards, either them finding us or us, you know, kind of saying, hey, we'd love to, you know, write that topic you're about to write about.
And I know mommy bloggers are a big force in the world today in terms of influencing brands and purchasing power of brands.
Absolutely. And I really had no idea. I mean, me and my husband, we had no idea that that's how that world works. I watched TV. I saw commercials. Great. You know, I hadn't really known anything about blogs. I've pretty much taught myself everything. If the library has a book that I can learn something, then that's how I do it. And I've kind of, you know, grown from there. I had no idea that all of this went on, or that bloggers were so, you know, influencing what other people thought, and that brands were so excited to work with them. You know, I've learned that now. It's been, you know, a little over a year, and, you know, I just, it's really been a neat experience to say, oh, wow, now I think twice that when I see that commercial or when I see something, oh, I know that person who's writing that behind the scenes. It's kind of fun.
So brands started reaching out to you as a result of the exposure that you were getting. And, you know, I don't know, not every blogger might realize that brands will pay you to give reviews and talk about their product as part of your blog writing. So tell us how that's working for you and how you've been able to monetize your blog.
Yes, well, that is, and that's probably one of my bigger ways with the brands contacting me, or I work through, you know, groups that work with brands, and then I'm selected for that particular campaign. A lot of them have come direct, but that's quite a large, you know, source of my income. I love doing it because it's always different. You know, I've worked with, let's see, Playtex, Walmart, Energizer. You know, I always give it the spin that is my niche, which for me is, you know, parenting or parenting my teen, overprotective parenting. But yet I still talk about their product that I truly have tried and loved and believed in, or maybe you don't like it and mention that too. And it's very lucrative. You know, if you do a good job, they tend to come back to you. I've done several for Walmart.
I was going to say,
you know, Walmart's I'm a Walmart mom, so it makes sort of sense.
Walmart's a pretty big name, I would say.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, you know, and they're fun because you get to meet the other bloggers that are also writing it. You get to hear their spin. When you're there, you know, nobody knows who I am when I'm walking through Walmart, but it's just sort of fun to know, hey, I'm building your business at the same time I get to build mine. So it's kind of nice.
So what advice do you have for bloggers? How can they reach out to brands to be able to generate some income from their blog? I know you've had great success with brands actually reaching out to you as a result of their big exposure that you're getting.
Right. Mine, and I guess, you know, one way, like I said, is pure luck. If you can find a target or a niche or niche, however you want to pronounce it, that is specific, and even if it happens a little bit controversial like ours was, helicopter parenting, you know, people love to hate it. Then they kind of come to you. So that was, I guess, my first thing is if you're not decided what you'd like to blog about, then maybe pick something that is, you know, constantly in the news that you could always, you know, Google search and there it is. And if you, and on the opposite end, if they're not coming or you're more just, you know, I talk about whatever, you know, babies all the time, that's fine. Reach out to them. Start engaging with them, you know, whoever you want on their Twitter, on their Facebook. And after you build that bit of a relationship, contact them. Find out who their marketing person is or their, you know, PR and say, here's what I can do for you and here's why I'd love to do it. And, you know, you might get a yes, you might get a no, but I'm constantly on that. We are a Ford family, long Ford background. I love it. We drive it. We live it. I have been courting Ford forever. Haven't written for them yet, but one day I keep, you know, hoping to.
So, all right. So
you know, you kind of have to go out for who you want.
Ford is a great example. Can you share some specific specific things you're doing to support them? I'm sure you're probably tweeting them. What are you saying in your tweet? How are you building
yeah,
those relationships?
I spend a lot of time making sure that, you know, I'm on a lot of their tweets or that they're included in my comments. And I don't mean to, like, you know, just pull on a tap, but it's like, if I'm going to tweet anything normally or something that is relevant to what they've done, I just, you know, you add forward them, that you include it in there. You can, you know, I engage a lot with their readers, with their people. I, of course, follow them. You know, if I'm just blogging something, you know, maybe the weather's a perfect thing, then I talk about that, and I can include something that is important to them. We just recently bought my teenage daughter, Lord help me, a vehicle. Of course, it's a Ford. You know, and so I tweeted that, you know, loving the new Ford Focus, at Ford, blah, 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 you know, and off you go. And, you know, they do respond back. Brands are wonderful. Twitter is not something I, you know, was always my favorite, but I have learned to love it with how you can really talk to these people, and they get to know you. And every once in a while, I'll, you know, all of a sudden I'll get something that they've included me, or they're talking about, you know, not so specific, but, you know, just kind of like a playful back and forth. Facebook's the same way. Include them in a couple of things if you're writing about something or writing a couple of phrases that you can. That would, you know, organic. Don't attack them or, you know,
go
on to them. But if it can become natural, that's just what I do. It's happened. I'm trying to think of one now that I think about that, but, you know, why I kind of started that way and did end up getting. And they, after a while, they just, you know, they're interested, and then, you know, you, all of a sudden you'll get an email. So the larger one, Ford is obviously large. It's going to take me a bit. Yeah. I don't have humongous numbers, but I'll get them eventually.
There you go, Walmart. That's pretty good.
I have a passion for their brand, and I want to, you know, help them and myself. So
let's talk about Facebook. So when you're posting to your Facebook business page for Helicopter Mom and Just Plain Dad, just to get specific, so when you're posting about Ford, you are adding the Ford, you know, the at symbol to tag them on the post. Is that correct?
Correct. I include their name somewhere, but they're also getting a copy of it, you know, whatever I happen to be talking about.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, depending on what Facebook rules are for the week, sometimes it's actually in my sentence. Sometimes I go down and put my statement, and then I'm, as a comment to myself, I'm including them. You know, it just depends on sort of, Facebook likes to change the rules a little bit all the time with what works the best. But,
I loved when
we got a picture of her car, I loved it. I could Facebook it, I could tweet it, and bam, they get a picture. That's free advertising. They love to see their Focus all over the news. You know?
Exactly. Instagram is great for that as well.
Yes, and I have to start kind of understanding how to use that. I don't do as much with Instagram, but I know people who use it love it.
So I really recommend our listeners follow you on Facebook and Twitter just so they can kind of, again, look to see who's doing it well, getting results, and just duplicate their success. That's a really simple way to figure out for yourself as a blogger. Follow people that are already out there getting results. So Celie, let's talk about money.
Okay.
We're talking about monetizing. We're talking about money. How much money are we talking? Let's put it out there. How much per day or per week? What are you getting for a blog post when you are basically hired by a brand to include them in your post?
It really is specific. If I go direct or if they come to me, it tends to be a bit higher. If I go, you know, in let's see, $500-$600, I guess, for that particular post with whatever their requirements are.
Okay.
I'm sure they're, you know, and again, I don't have their, you know, I'm not privy to the information as to why that might be, but, you know, because I don't have a ton of amazing numbers, but that seems to be what my range is, about 5 to 6 direct. I blog through, when I do it through brands, through a group, which for bloggers, collective bias is quite a large one. It tends to be a lot that, you know, they kind of, it is an invite only, or I guess if you apply, then, you know, you have to be selected. Through them, it tends to be $200 to $400, you know, with a few more requirements just tweaked each time.
Okay.
And, you know, depending on, if you keep a blogger's ratio like you're supposed to do, you know, 20% that's, you know, sponsored against the other, then, you know, once a week you're doing that, so it's quite lucrative.
Okay, so 20% of the content is sponsored, 80% is you writing the actual blog.
Yeah. That's what they tell me, and I've been bad at getting that because, you know, I do tend to have quite a lot that's coming, so I'm trying to get back to where I'm really writing my stuff 80% and the 20% is another, but you know, sometimes around the holidays, it's very difficult to do because there's a lot of them that want their information out for the holiday season, so you're,
sure.
you feel like all you're doing is sponsored posts. But.
So the seasonal, obviously, activity also influences. So if you're writing 2 blog posts a week, you could be looking at $1,000 a week just in monetizing your blog.
Yep, absolutely. And that's, you know, that doesn't include, again, other ways. You know, there's sponsored ads that are, you know, in the sidebar. There's, you know, your AdSense that are for those ads, your affiliate links. There's so many ways to kind of make money. But that's, you know, just, that happens to be my favorite because I like to write. The other stuff is fun and I'm learning how to, you know, monetize and make money. But I just wanted to write and talk about our story and talk about fun things with our kids. And, you know, I like getting a new product and figuring out a way that my family can use it and my readers can hear how a family can use it. So that's kind of, you know, why posts have been, you know, my bigger money maker, I guess.
Right. Well, you're writing from the heart. That's, you're writing what you know. And that's, you know, probably one of the top tips to writing a blog is write what you know.
Yeah, much easier.
So let me ask you a little bit about, you know, we talked about monetizing your blog. Are they looking for a specific Google page rank? Does your Google page rank influence basically getting the attention of these brands?
Everybody that I have ever read or met or talked to or is talking about does absolutely. But
okay.
I can tell you that, you know, and literally it's probably in the thousands, I turn down a lot of things that don't fit for me. I have never once been asked that question. And
okay.
I only have a page rank 3. I've only been around a year and a half, you know, a lot of traffic. And but I really am learning as I go along, and I don't know all the things I'm supposed to be doing. If I did, I'd probably have an amazing number. But,
yeah.
You know, that's my page rank, and when I was a 0 or 1 or whatever you even started, I literally know nothing really about page rank, but, except that everybody says it's important, it probably was a 1 when I started getting saved, or
oh.
a 0 if that's possible.
Okay.
No one has ever asked me that.
Interesting.
They always say it's important.
Maybe it's the SEO people are saying it's important, so you hire them
yeah.
to increase.
I mean, everybody, you know, all the forums, because I, you know, I try to be on forums and keep up with what's important. Everybody says page rank, they won't look at you. Not, in my case, not true. They came when I was, you know, a couple weeks old or, you know, a couple months old, and we've just been going ever since. And now maybe that the PageRank might influence them as to what they want to offer me, you know, the payment, but I've already
okay.
worked that out myself, and, you know, I have what I like to write the amount. So
okay.
if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but I've never been asked that question.
That's interesting. And for our listeners that have no idea what we're talking about, you can find Google PageRank is apparently not so important, but we're being told it is. And
right.
you can easily find that out. Just Google PageRank, and you can put in your website address, and they'll tell you what your number, and it's a rating of 1 to 10.
Absolutely, I told you.
Is there any tips you've discovered to increasing your PageRank, anything that you're doing to boost that number?
Well, I can tell you that I've totally ignored that. I think I've checked twice what my page rank is on that little special tool. If I'm doing it, I'm not doing it purposefully. But I do write posts with whatever everybody else says is important, SEO. So when I write posts, I try to write them with keywords that I know people will search or be looking for. If you want to talk to me about an overprotective parent buying her daughter her first car, that's what you're going to look for. So when you're
right.
typing it in Google, I put those keywords into my posts, into my, you know, meta tags. That, you know, I do write to SEO, but I couldn't tell you if that's really affecting my page rank. I know it most for you, but,
something
you know, I just don't really know too much about that.
I think you do know, and probably you don't even realize it.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I've never said, this is what I'm specifically doing because I'm going to get that rank to number 10. I'd love it, but,
yeah.
you know what? I see my other bigger bloggers that I, you know, feel like are my mentors, and they have 8s and 9s and 10s, and my lowly 3 is, you know, but it kept me busy, so it must
yeah.
be okay.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about keywords, because again, another hot topic for SEO. We hear that all the time, keyword.
Yeah.
Tell us how you're researching your keywords. If somebody had no clue how to do that, what advice would you give them?
Well, I originally started out using the Google Keyword Tool, which I think they've changed 100 times and
yeah.
really you don't have it anymore. But it, for me, there used to be a nice little tool that you could go on and type in, and then it would tell you, here's how many people are looking for that in their nice column. And then they took it away and kind of changed it more for brands sort of to be using it. And I'm terrible at it, but I'm trying to write with my specific keywords. So let's say there's 5 of them. That's all I write about. So once I found them, I'm pretty happy. You know, I'm going to talk about parenting. It's going to be teenagers. It's going to be overprotective or hovering. Once I find them, I sort of only just incorporate that to keep it specific. But
okay.
If you were going to look for them, you can type anything that you would like to see. You know, just type it into Google.
Just search it yourself.
What comes up, you'll know that's what people have looked for. The new tool, I checked it out the first few weeks when they changed to whatever they call, I think it's the keyword tool or something that changed the name. And it just, you know, seemed to me I didn't necessarily need it because I try to keep my same 4, 5, 6 different keywords unless I'm writing something, you know, for a brand that I haven't had to write before.
Okay.
And then I just, you know, I'll type in and I'll say, you know, let's say it's water, you know, spring water, bottled water, which one comes up and seems to have the most? That's kind of how I do it.
Okay, well, that is simply a great tip because it's duplicatable. It's easy for somebody to figure out. You've got your 5 keywords that you make sure when you're writing, you're incorporating them in the content of your blog. And so for our listeners,
the more specific you can get, the more that brands are going to say, this is what she talks about, or he, and, you know, this is what, and if you happen to be having sidebar ads or AdSense, another wonderful way to monetize, you aren't confusing it. So it knows she's only going to talk about teenagers, she's only going to talk about parenting. And then my ad's kind of a reflective of that, which, again, people who come to look for me for talking about my daughter driving are going to click on an ad that might be about insurance, if that's what it is, because that's what they're already there for.
Right.
And you're not confusing it. I did do that earlier, and I wasn't quite sure what I was doing with my AdSense. I tried to kind of get a little bit better with that.
But that's really important. I think people try to be really broad, to have a broad audience, and
right.
Actually it couldn't be more the opposite. The more of your niche, I blog about women entrepreneurs, and that's
right.
All I write about. So the more niche your blog is, actually the better for you in terms of finding an audience and being able to monetize it, because brands want to know that if they're on your website, that's who's coming to see and read your content.
Yep, and if it's just like sponsored ads, or I mean sidebar ads, or AdSense, or whatever sort of thing that you're using, if people are coming to read about women entrepreneurs, and what's popping up there is classes and workshops about that, and not, you know, diapers, then they're going to click it because it's already interesting to them, and now you've made some money. I don't, you know, that's another thing. I kind of put it on my blog. It sits there. But again, you know, sidebar ads, it's not unusual. I think I charge, you know, I kind of go off of how many searches, and I have this whole nice formula. But it's about $250 a month right now to have a sidebar ad on my, you know, if a company comes and says, I want this to be there, that's what, you know, you can make. You can make $50, you can make
that's
$600
great.
If that's where your numbers are. But at
right.
the time that I figured out mine, that's about where we were at.
Okay.
AdSense, I really couldn't tell you what I make. I know I do it. You know, every once in a while you get the nice little check. I rarely pay attention to it too much. It's not my, you know, main focus.
It's like a bonus.
It's one of those things that somebody told me I was supposed to have on there, and so I do it.
Okay. That's kind of how I do my blog as well. Like, okay, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm thinking now I need to reach out to Staples for my for my sidebar ad. Yeah, and I love how you talk about reaching out to brands through social media. I was actually able to get Made in Form to sponsor one of my events, and I literally just messaged them from their Facebook page. And, you know, so now, thanks to social media, you can talk right to brands, and I think that's
yep.
a big opportunity that bloggers are missing. So.
And they listen, which to me just blew my mind. You know, I thought, okay, right, whatever, sure, I'll do this. But they honestly do. It's very rare that I have something that I've included or tagged somebody in that I don't get some sort of engagement. Well, if they're engaging back with me, then their followers are seeing that. So I've
exactly.
just earned a couple people, you know.
Exactly, right. That's increasing your
right.
followers by reaching out to brands that way as well. So really, social media, I feel, is the new marketing. It's the new ad campaign. YouTube. You know, radio shows like this is where brands are getting the biggest bang for their buck, because it gets shared through everybody else's friends and followers and tweets,
right.
retweets, and engagement can be huge. So, Celia, we've got 5 minutes left. Let's talk about your book. So you're also an author. You wrote The Mother of All Meltdowns.
Yes, well, actually, I wrote a chapter in it. It's like, you know, I was contributing to the book. 30 of us got together, and it's called The Mother of All Meltdowns, and essentially Crystal of Mama Fry came up with the concept that, you know, everybody talks about the nice, fun, frilly part of parenting and how life is perfect, but she wanted to let everybody know that sometimes we do have breakdowns, meltdowns, you know, screeching fits, and it's okay. So she came up with the idea, invited me to write for it, and I included the chapter. Coincidentally, since we're talking about my vehicle, my chapter was about, oh my word, my daughter just got her license and how I'm about to have this, well, I did have a meltdown, but, you know, so we'll pass that a little bit, but it was just wonderful. You know, 30 bloggers got together, again, all mom bloggers. We all contributed. We all had different stories, and it's just been, you know, it's wonderful. When I met you on the Back to School Social Party, you told us all about how to, you know, get great sales and really sell a book and do well on Amazon. And let me tell you, we launched our book October 1st, and we used some of your tips about how, you know, to go out and just really spend the whole day or weekend just focus on selling it. We hit number one on Amazon Kindle sales on October 18th, 17 days later. So, you know, forever I get to say, hey, I'm a, you know, number one Amazon Kindle author. So it's been really fun.
And you'll have to say thanks to
Lynn Barnowski. That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, and again, that was the same way, you know, even just talking amongst people. I presented that to my Facebook group, you know, all the rest of the mothers. And I said, I just went to this wonderful party. I met Lynn. You know, this is what we talked about. We thought, you know, hey, let's learn from someone who has done this well. We tried it, and darn it, it worked.
My strategies work, right?
So, exactly. Absolutely. So, and, you know, another way to make money. You know, you can come up with products for your blog. It doesn't have to be a full-on book. You could do small books. You know, there's tons of whatever it is that's important to you. Write about it. There are people that will buy it and who want it, who, you know, value what you have to say.
And ebooks, you know, pretty simple to do these days.
That
is actually, I think, a great tip to really close out with, is by collaborating with other people that have, I mean, you and I have totally different messages, but we certainly speak to a similar audience, right? Because a lot of work-at-home moms are reading my book, and a lot of bloggers become authors. So we actually met during a Twitter party where I was a guest speaker. And
my first Twitter party, actually,
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? We had a good time.
It is very neat. And once you learn how to do them, it's pretty amazing. For a bit there, I was a little confused, but it's fun.
Brands
love it. If you can run a, you know, note to all your listeners, if you can run a Twitter party for a brand, amazing money.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The whole promotion is really focused on those brands and giveaways. So thanks so much for being my guest today. You shared some really great tips that I think will help bloggers monetize, and pretty much everybody, if you're marketing anything, you need to be a blogger today to drive traffic to your website. So thanks a lot, Seely. I appreciate, and again, you can find Seely, you can follow her on Twitter at HMAJPD for Helicopter Mom and Just Clean Dad. Go to her website, read her blog, see what she's doing, helicoptermomandjustcleandad.com. Of course, follow her on all her social media profiles. Facebook is also HMAJPD. And don't forget to check out the book she contributed to, The Mother of All Meltdowns. Thanks a lot, Seely.
Well, thank you for having me. It was so fun.
This was fun. I know. Well, we should just do this every 3 months.
Exactly. It works for me.
All right. Have a great time in Florida. I'll be heading down there myself the first week of March. So who knows? Maybe we can get together for a glass of wine while I'm there.
Sounds great.
All right. Have a great day, Seely. Thank you.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in again. You can find me at milliondollarprettygirl.com and follow me on Twitter at Lynn Bard.